Did you see Kimbo fight last night?
No, fight Shamrock.
Shamrock didn't fight because he was being a woman. So they
had fucking kidding me? It was like all set up for Shamrock. Yeah,
they had the guy in the undercard. They had the guy in the undercard fight him instead.
That's lame.
And he beat him in like 18 seconds.
He beat Kimbo?
Yeah.
Or Kimbo beat him?
He beat Kimbo.
I thought Kimbo was kick ass. No. But what the hell's going on? The undercard beat this other guy that was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Slice.
I don't get that. Sounds stupid. I'm glad I didn't watch it. I'm glad I was watching cartoons instead. This is Jesus and my sin. Most sinister genitals. Omnitrons, wicked wheels. Hooked bone rising from my food. All things that are good are unclean. And a murder seat is awaiting. And I think my head is burning. Welcome to the Feudal Podcast. Tonight we're going to talk about The Corruptor, starring Chow Yun-Fat and Marky Mark Wahlberg. Seth and I just watched this movie, which I've had for a while. I got it mainly because I got into a John Woo kick a few years ago and liked a lot of those Hong Kong action movies with Chow Yun-Fat. And I thought, well, maybe he's going to play a similar type of character in this movie. And he sort of does, but the director is James Foley, who did Glengarry Glen Ross and another film called Confidence. His style is pretty good. I mean, it's sort of a modern noir kind of style in a lot of places. I don't think he really did that so much in this film, but certainly he seems to like to use a lot of colored lights and gels. It is a lot of yellows, blues, greens, a little bit of red, which I would say. And he used zooming in this movie a few times, which I thought was kind of awkward. What was the plot, Seth? How did this movie go? You kept asking me during our viewing that... So who is he corrupted yet? Yeah. What's going on?
It was like a good episode of Law & Order SVU. I don't remember the plot.
We just watched the movie.
So there was a cop that was investigating another cop who were both corrupt. And one of them was the corruptor, apparently. Think
the titular character was Chow Yun-Fat, sort of the lieutenant, the head of this of the 15th precinct, which is the Chinatown unit in New York City, apparently.
And then there was the old guy, the dad, that was
Brian Cox, played Marky Mark's dad, who was a former police officer himself, homicide, a drunk and degenerate gambler who owed the Italians $12,000, and that was sort of facilitated the corruption of Marky Mark's character. Pretty cliched, I would say, in some respects, but I mean, it was doing it in a different backdrop, and, you know, slightly different kinds of characters, I suppose, or at least different sort of performances. There was also the federal agent, played by I don't know his name, but he was in The Wire. He was in season 2 and a little bit in season 5.
Is he going to grow an oak tree out of his dick?
Yeah, he's going to grow an oak tree out of his dick. It would be an oak if a tree grew out of his dick. Because oaks are hard.
Oh.
Did you get that?
No.
It's because oaks were hard. And then he had some funny lines, basically, when it comes down to the fact that it looks like Marky Mark might have to betray his partner, Chow Yun-Fat.
Yeah.
Nick Chen, then the FBI agent gets a kick out of that. So, I don't know. I'd say that it pretty much makes sense what's going on in the plot. Like, it's not an incoherent movie, so I don't think there's any flaw in it there. It's just kind of, it's not even bland, because there's some good gunfights and everything, but it's just sort of, I don't know, it seems almost kind of quick. Like, it tries to do too much, maybe.
It's like an episode of Law & Order.
I don't know. How do you get that? Most episodes of Law & Order are like the cop part for the first 15 or 20 minutes, and then they just turn into this like courtroom
debate. No, I mean like SVU with Ice-T.
You got an Ice-T feel to this?
Mm-hmm.
Distinct lack of Ice-T. A few years later, I'm sure they would have got Ice-T. This came out in 99, so
Does
maybe...
Does he do movies anymore?
I'm not sure. He might be really busy, too busy.
Kicking it with Coco in the Caribbean?
Kicking it with Coco. The part with Benny, Uncle Benny, when Benny Wong,
you killed me, you're not mad enough to kill me.
And then he just shoots himself, and then they go over and they machine gun him anyway. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Uncle Benny! Yeah, pretty bad, pretty stupid. We both got a kick out of this movie, I think, on some level. It was a decent cop movie. It was pretty,
yeah.
Pretty milquetoast, I guessed. But, I guessed.
I'd give it a B.
You give it a B? A solid B.
No, maybe like a D.
You can go from a B to a D?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just realized how bad it was.
I'll give it a C plus because it wasn't that bad. It was a watchable movie. And
like Bud Light's drinkable?
Still gonna have to give it a C plus, I think.
I'm gonna give it an F.
An F? It didn't give you what you wanted from your corrupting movies?
Give it an F plus. Let's talk about My Own Worst Enemy
with Christian Slater.
Christian Slater, yeah.
You keep wanting to talk about this. I mean, honestly, it hasn't come out yet. We can't talk about it
till
it's come out. I think it's going to be great. Except I've seen like bits of like a trailer or something, and it looks like
it's awful.
It looks like instead of it just being him as like a solo agent when he's like, because the plot is that he's like. By day, he's...
Works for the company.
No, by day, he, like, has a boring regular job and a family and a wife. And then, like, by night, he works for the company.
And then he sleeps in between.
And then who knows when he sleeps. And it's sort of like True Lies, except he doesn't know. He's, like, programmed or something. And so he doesn't know that he works for the company till he, like, all of a sudden his programming just inexplicably breaks. I'm sure they get into it in the show. But it looks like he like works with a team in the FBI or in the company, which seems stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be cool if it's just him doing stuff, but once you start working a team into it, then it really becomes a different kind of show. So I don't know. I mean, it's NBC. NBC always tries to be the cool kid and do stuff and think that they're cool about it, and usually they're very condescending to their audience of action and science fiction stuff, and they still have been. But another film that we watched recently was a little movie called Doomsday.
That was pretty good.
The genre blending. Did you like that? Where they first at first it's like 28 days later with the virus and the people being kind of cordoned off. And then it turns into kind of an Escape from New York feel.
Mm-hmm.
When the lady has to go in to get the cure for the disease as it's spreading to the outside populace.
Dude, they had speaking of diseases and cures, they had
Cobra
on Telemundo last night
in Spanish. On Telemundo?
I caught it from the beginning.
What, did you watch? How much of it did you watch?
I don't know, like 15 minutes.
You watched 15 minutes of Cobra in Spanish? Did you watch the part where Miami Sound Machine's on the background while he's cutting the pizza into triangles with the scissors?
The part where he gets a knife out and he throws the knife at the guy?
He's like, drop it! He says it after he's thrown the knife at the guy. After he's plugged him up with a bunch of bullets.
I should have watched the axe handle part in Spanish.
Yeah. Fish beheading plant.
Fish beheading plant.
Doomsday turns into Escape from New York, and then it turns into kind of steampunk for 5 seconds when they escape on a steam train.
Then it turns into human meat.
Then it turns... Well, yeah, that was before that. They're cannibals.
And they have the Mad Max in there a little bit?
And then, well, Mad Max is after they get to old-time, ye old medieval times with the horses and the knights and guys in wearing armor and stuff.
Knights in white satin. Yeah.
Knights in white satin. And Malcolm McDowell being like, we're a pure race and we can't keep ourselves away. From everybody else and stay pure and immune.
Are you going to go see Knights in Rodanthe?
Rodanthea?
Yeah.
Feel good movie? No, I won't.
Why not?
Because I don't have to.
You need to educate your audience and review these things, right?
No, my audience is smart enough to know not to watch a piece of crap like that.
You might be offending somebody.
Well, then they can write in an email to futilepodcast@gmail.com and be like, I can't believe you are so ignorant about Knights of Rodanthea.
What kind of voice was that?
It was an angry person that likes crappy movies voice. But yeah, what would you give Doomsday? I know on your Facebook you've got Doomsday written out as your favorite movie of all time.
It's because you told me Stop Loss wasn't funny.
It isn't funny. I give Doomsday a C plus also.
I give it an A plus.
Because it did have...
The removal eyeball thing?
The eyeball thing was kind of cool. It was sort of derivative, but it did enough combining stuff, and it did it quick enough that it didn't feel too tedious.
When they cooked that one guy, they were going to eat.
Yeah.
They just burned the shit out of him, and then he was all raw on the inside.
I know. It wasn't very good.
They had all of, like, military gear.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't strip him naked or anything.
Like, leather and cotton and stuff in there.
They totally fucked that up. They completely messed that up. Yeah, if you're gonna cook someone, like everyone knows, for proper preparation to human meat, you're gonna strip them naked, shave them down,
and cold six pack to go with that.
Rinse them off. Yeah, hose
them
off.
I don't know why she came back. Why didn't she just leave? She wanted to be with those retards.
I don't get the ending of it either. I think the ending was definitely problematic. But you had Bob Hoskins, who was great. I thought Bob Hoskins was cool as like the head cop, and Dr. Bashir from DS9 played the prime minister. And then he had to kill himself because he was infected. Maybe he was immune, though. Because like any good virus, there's a percentage of the population that's going to be immune. And they would, you know, have the ability to survive. Just like in I Am Legend and so many other...
I never saw that one.
Other films about viruses. The virus kind of takes a backseat. It's really just a pretense to create this post-apocalyptic world in a non-post-apocalyptic world.
Are you gonna go see Quarantine?
They wanted a little piece of it for that. Quarantine is a remake of a Mexican movie called Rec, which is just supposed to be for record. I'm not too interested in it. I'm not really a big fan of horror movies in general, but...
What about Chucky? Or Saw, are you gonna go see Saw 5?
Saw 5? I think we'll have to see Saw 5. We've got a tradition. We've reviewed every Saw of this. It was one of the first podcasts that we ever did. It was for Saw 1 and 2. First? I think it was the first. Saw 1 and 2, yeah. Good times. So really, you're going to give Doomsday an A?
A plus.
An A plus?
Yeah.
Okay, I give it a C plus because I actually, like, value the review.
It was a good movie.
It was not an A plus.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, because the lady could take out her eye?
Mm-hmm.
And use it to see around corners and stuff?
Yes.
And because they ate a guy?
And they had that...
Mad Max chase. There was no jousting. They should have at least tried to work jousting into the medieval section.
They could have made it like a Knight's Tale.
Yeah, they could have had
or
like...
Black Knight. They could have put Martin in there and made it like Black Knight.
They could have put Martin in there and made it like Black Knight. There was a black guy, and he made it till like third to last.
Oh, he didn't live, did he?
He didn't make it all
the way. That bastard.
No, they shot... That was the knights that killed him. They shot him full of arrows.
The knights in Rodanthea?
The knights in Rodanthea and white satin shot him up. A good one. But Malcolm McDowell didn't get his comeuppance. I don't know. The film was kind of... it didn't have a lot of, like, closure, I guess.
They're going to make a sequel, dude.
I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't think they should. I just feel like it was not completely well thought out. And then when they started doing all the genre combining, it was kind of fun, but it was also really stupid.
Hear, hear.
So, yeah, C+ for me. Because, it was fun to watch with some of your friends.
Okay, I'm going
to
give it an F.
Hang out. Also,
Doomsday was pretty cool.
I thought it was all right. It wasn't fun how they tried to do too much at once, yeah. And it didn't work, but the director was trying to make it work, so it didn't read like it was trying to be a parody of itself. It read just like it was trying to take it seriously. The ending was convoluted and a little weird. Like, I didn't get why she stayed, and then Bob Hoskins showed up again, mm-hmm. But the chase at the end was cool, where the guy ended up inside the car, and...
And then he got decapitated when they drove through the bus.
Yes, that was cool. I liked that.
I just loved how brutally violent it was.
It was brutally violent. The lady with the shotgun in the bathtub at the beginning. And where the guy bumped and then shot her boss in the head.
Yeah.
And the eye.
And then,
I love how it was exactly Escape from New York because she had one eye for a bit there.
And it was pretty cool, man. I enjoyed it. I mean, they had some really stupid stuff in it. I like how Hoskins was like supposed to be the good guy here, but he kind of makes things worse. Like when it's his fault that he shoots that zombie and the blood gets on the president or whatever the prime
kind
minister
of.
And
yeah,
there's that bad minister guy.
I was trying
the
to
guy
save
from,
him.
I
don't know what that guy's from either.
No, I know what it's from. I just don't remember the name of the movie. Wanted.
Oh, I haven't seen Wanted, so it's not that one I'm thinking of.
But I just loved. There were parts early on where I loved the violence already, but it endeared me forever when because the old timey thing. And the guy falls out of the stands, and the guy with the morning star hits him in the face.
Yeah.
And his head just explodes. That was great, man. Oh, I loved it. I watched the making of the violence. There was like a featurette, like how to get a movie so violent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and it's like very seriously, like we made this like this like mold, you know, like you can see it's this rubber mold, and they like pushes on the face, and like it just kind of like splits open, like mm-hmm. it goes like this, and he's like pulling it off and stuff. He's like, so you just like, you know. You just fill it with like blood, and then you hit it, and it explodes with blood. It's great, you know, like just kind of nonchalantly.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh man, yeah, it was pretty cool. It wasn't, you know,
it was pretty quick too, and it was like there was some excitement, there was some activity mm-hmm. to it. I enjoyed it. It wasn't a perfect movie, but whatever. It was better than like Tank Girl or something.
Yeah, it was definitely more fun than like 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah, well, 28 Weeks Later isn't trying to be fun though. I think it's trying to be like
zombie movies are supposed to be fun. Whatever.
I don't know. Sometimes zombie movies, if they're done
Dawn
right,
Dawn of the Dead is pretty fun.
Maybe Dawn of the Dead, but like Night of the Living Dead is terrifying. Just this idea that you're like stuck in a cabin in the woods and stuff like is encroaching on you like that.
Yeah.
It's people encroaching on you and inexplicably it's just happening. That kind of stuff is kind of freaky. I thought 28 Days Later was good. Except I thought the ending was really stupid. Not the, not the very, very ending, but this whole thing about how, like, this whole sort of, like, criticism on the military, where it's, like, these guys become, like, hardcore fascist rapists after, like, 28 days.
Yeah.
Like, after 28 days, they're going to, like, rape a child.
Well,
because
Doctor
they haven't,
Who was leading them,
they've gone
so
that,
respect.
Yeah. They've gone that long. Which Doctor Who, though, right?
Christopher Eccleston. Whichever one he was.
Yeah.
He was like the third last one now.
Oh, okay. And it's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. But then he did the Blade Runner thing and it got all violent and crazy. Yeah. I liked that. That was cool. I thought 28 Weeks Later was pretty good too. And then I guess they're going to do Months
enjoy
Later.
That one so much.
I don't know.
28 Months Later. Yeah, then we'll do 28 Years Later. 28 Decades Later.
Well, they get
millennia later.
Millennia later, yeah. It'll just be like people will become evolved into zombie beings of zombie energy.
And then the people who aren't zombies are the zombies. Ooh.
Yeah, it'll be like Marvel Zombie.
That's my pitch.
Mm-hmm.
In a world full of zombies.
There's
one. The most frightened of. It's just I Am Legend, the original idea.
Yeah, that's right.
The right idea.
How come we never reviewed Weekend at Bernie's?
And Weekend at Bernie's 2? Yeah, the chase scene at the end was pretty good. Doomsday's chase scene at the end. It was Mad Max.
Remember
totally.
The chase scene at the end of Weekend at Bernie's 2 when he's got the arrow through his head and he's pulling like the rickshaw thing, but they got the headphones on so you can hear the music so because he just runs with the music on?
That's right. Because of the voodoo curse or whatever, right?
He's just like, no. He's got the arrow through his head.
Uh-huh. That was Weekend at Bernie's 2, right?
I think so, yeah. And then the one guy on the beach was like, all like getting in his face like, hey, man, what's your problem, man? Then they punch him, and then Bernie would just get back up because he had music going.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then now the one girl was like, oh, I like you, Bernie, because you're different than all the other guys.
Because he just shuts up.
Because he was dead, yeah.
He doesn't talk.
He's a good listener.
He's a good listener. That's all the women want. They want a guy that's a good listener or has a good sense of humor. I'm sure dead Bernie.
Or listens to the feudal podcast. I think they do. Secretly.
Secretly? I think we've got secret female listeners?
We should start a Facebook page for only female listeners of the Feudal Podcast.
Just call it Female Feudal Podcast Listeners for Serious?
Sure.
Life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine.
I don't think women care about listening to this.